آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
We are, of course, looking at what's happening in Singapore, and we are working with New Zealand to try and open a biosecure travel corridor in that regard, because New Zealand is pretty low risk. In Singapore, they're putting in place things like they're requiring some travellers to do a COVID test pre-departure, so in the country of departure, 72 hours before boarding. They have to be able to prove that they've been in that country for 14 days prior to departure, because it's maybe a low-risk destination with no hotspots. And then I think there may be things like a test on arrival in a couple of days or a few days in quarantine rather than 14. So there are other ways you can start to manage this. And we are looking constantly with Department of Home Affairs in particular, and DFAT, as you can imagine, and Department of Health, at what is happening around the world. But until the AHPPC and the National Cabinet really start to, I suppose, open up to the idea that we're going to start going that way, that we can just watch what the rest of the world is doing. And we are, of course, putting in place contingency plans. We've done a lot of work with the airport operators. So we, for example, Sydney, with Jeff Colbert and his team, we've worked out that we need to split the airport into two, a red zone and a green zone, because you don't want travellers coming in who may have a high risk of COVID-19 and need to go into 14-day quarantine, commingling with a passenger who's coming through a biosecure corridor. So you can imagine the border won't just open all of a sudden. There'll probably have to be different means of what the border looks like for different people, different categories of risk. It's interesting to see for us what's going on in Europe and North America, because they seem to be trying to open their borders whilst they've got quite high levels, frankly, of COVID-19. And of course, we're talking to them. I have a phone hookup this Friday night with what we call my Border 5 colleagues. So I was on the phone to them on about the 26th of January for the first time. That's my colleague in the United States, in New Zealand, in the UK, Paul Lincoln, and Canada, John Osowski. And we've been talking at least monthly through this, comparing notes, how we're doing things, what's happening in your jurisdiction, how you're thinking about solving that problem. And of course, we're doing that more broadly in the region. I've had calls with my counterparts in Indonesia, in Japan, in Singapore, so in Malaysia. So a lot of ongoing conversations, so we get a good handle on what's going on around the world, what other countries are doing with it, so we can try and extrapolate that to the Australian context once we get the green light to start doing that in a particular state or whatever the National Cabinet determines.
Aisi hi aur kahaniyan sunna chahte hain? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ya phir jahan aap podcast sunte hain, wahan hum hain.